How sweet. Yeah. And all your stuff had to come.
I think we're recording now, which makes us legal beagle. Welcome to Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board meeting. This is for July 15th, 7 p.m. I'm Jill Perkins.
Lois Hall.
Lori Houston.
And our lovely Judy. The first thing we're going to do is do the invocation and Pledge of Allegiance. And do we have any people? Lori's got it. Okay, if everybody could stand, please. We're going to do the invocation and just roll straight into the pledge.
Our Heavenly Father, so very grateful for this opportunity we have to be with each other. We're grateful for the freedoms that we have in this country to help our community. Please bless us that we will make wise decisions as a board. Please bless the community that can speak on their behalf and communicate to us well. And I say these things in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Lori.
Okay, our first item is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about the items on the agenda. In case you're unable to stay for the item, no discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. When you come up to the podium, we need you to speak your name clearly, first and last. Also give your address, too, if you would, please. We allow you up to 3 minutes. If you run over, it's up to the board in order to either continue to let you speak or we'll shut you down at that time. Does anybody have any public comments at this time? Nope. Okay. Yes.
Or I believe I do.
Okay, step up to the mic, please, and state your name clearly with your address.
This is Joan Gill. I'm a property owner on some of the property that is west of the property that's listed here. So I just had a couple questions about what they're asking or what they would like to have waived as far as.
Excuse me, are you going to be, you have to leave and you're not going to be here at the meeting?
No, I'll be here.
Okay.
Then
so your
do comments, you want me to wait?
Yeah, your comments will be taken when at the time.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Thank you for showing us.
All right, so our first item on the agenda is approval of meeting minutes from April 29, 2026. Would anybody like to make a motion?
Motion to approve the minutes for April 29th, 2026.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Nope. Motion passes. Okay. And would anybody like to make a motion to approve the agenda for this evening, July 15th, 2026?
I'll make a motion to accept the agenda as written.
Okay. Lois makes a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion passes. All right. Informational items. It looks like we have the Nevada Department of Social Services, Social Services representatives doing a presentation tonight. And who's going to be coming up to do that?
I would like to do just a precursor to this. This is here today because our town board, we have to go to a meeting to learn how to be town board members. And we were lucky enough to have some of our members sitting at a table with a gentleman that is up there with you guys. And he gave, I think it was Lori, his phone number, and she passed it on to me. And from there on, we just came forward and created this, and I'm for one, I'm happy to have you all here.
Yes.
And I think the Valley will be too once they know what the work is that you're doing.
We're excited. So excited.
Yeah.
Mesquite's also excited.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
And we need you to identify yourselves.
My name is Nicole.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Michael.
Oh.
What was your name?
Nicole Fritz.
Fritz. Thank you, Nicole.
So the Nevada Division of Social Services, in partnership with Clark County, is expanding access to public assistance services for residents of the Moapa community by having DSS staff available on site at the Moapa Community Center. This effort is intended to complement the services already available in Moapa while strengthening partnerships that help connect residents with the resources that they need. The Division of Social Services administers several safety net programs that support eligible Nevadans. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, commonly known as food stamps or SNAP, provides a monthly benefit that helps eligible households purchase food by supplementing their grocery budget. DSS also administers Medicaid and medical assistance for the aged, blind, and disabled, which provide medical coverage for eligible individuals. The Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, or TANF, provides eligible families with temporary cash assistance and supportive services, including employment services, education, training, and other supports designed to promote self-sufficiency and work readiness. The Energy Assistance Program provides an annual benefit to help eligible households offset the costs of heating and cooling in their homes. Child care assistance helps families access affordable child care by subsidizing the high costs many families face. Child support enforcement is a family first program that helps ensure children receive financial and medical support of both parents while encouraging the continued involvement of both parents in their children's lives. Having DSS staff available in the community gives residents another convenient option to apply for benefits, complete case-related tasks, and receive direct assistance without having to travel outside of the area. The expansion also builds upon DSS's long-standing partnership with the Capalapa Family Resource Center. As a trusted community organization, Capalapa connects individuals and families with a wide range of support services and resources that address a variety of needs and serve as a SNAP outreach partner. Through this partnership, trained Capalapa staff can help individuals complete SNAP applications and conduct required SNAP eligibility interviews. The addition of the DSS staff provides residents with a convenient location to apply for DSS programs while allowing Capalapa to continue its important outreach and resource referral efforts. Together, DSS and Capalapa offer multiple pathways for residents to access the services that best meet their individual and family needs. DSS values the strong partnerships already established within the Moapa community and look forward to continuing these collaborative efforts to support its residents. And then we do have our eligibility worker, Tammy, who will be on site here at the community center Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We also do have a clerk who would be able to issue EBT cards, which is how they access their SNAP and their cash benefits, and assist with any questions that they may have.
So basically, you'll be doing everything that a lot of people would normally have to go into Vegas to go and do, which would be even issuing the card?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes.
This is going to be wonderful.
Here, so.
Well, you guys have no idea. I mean, there's a lot of people in this town that are completely landlocked. They don't have a vehicle that either goes fast enough or is mechanically sound enough to get into Vegas.
Or they're not sound enough, yeah.
Otherwise, so they will be on site. They are here, and they'll be able to provide those services.
Oh, fantastic.
That'd be amazing.
Only note, I would make sure you say Moapa Valley Community Center, because there is a community center over in Moapa as well.
Oh, good to know. Okay. Yes, thank you. Any other questions for us?
Super excited. Thank you so much.
That's amazing.
Appreciate this.
Love it.
It's huge.
Yes. Yes, thank you. We're excited.
Thank you.
They are excited. They're looking forward to people coming in. And
Anybody have any questions that would like to come up and ask Nicole any questions? Nope.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Nicole. We appreciate you being out here.
Thank you.
Sincerely.
Have you spoken to the newspaper, anybody, so you can kind of get some outreach, you know, let them know this. When is it opening?
It is open.
Nice.
I noticed the local paper, but I didn't see anything in the paper about it.
Yeah, well, I think it's a wonderful story.
Yes, it would be discussed at the meeting tonight.
Okay.
Make sure I'll get with my...
talk to Judy, has great contact for that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Perfect. Thank you.
We're happy to have you here.
Yes.
Okay. Moving on, planning and zoning. Our next item on the agenda is WS-26-0314-Fry-Riley, waivers of development standards for the following. Waive full off-site improvements, and number two, eliminate drainage study in conjunction with proposed minor subdivision on 1.13 acres in an RS-52 residential single-family zone, generally located north of Benelli Avenue and west of Anderson Street within the Moorapa Valley. Who is going to be coming and speaking?
I'm going to take a guess.
Am I permitted to distribute some documents to you?
Absolutely, yes. We appreciate that.
You might want to put that microphone a little closer so everybody can hear you good, too.
I've got a principal voice.
Oh, good. Use it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Chair, board members, thank you for having me. Riley Fry, I grew up on Perkins Street, right here in this community, right across the street from the legendary Sugar's restaurant before Sugar's was even there.
They were my first alarm system.
My parents moved here in 1966. I grew up here, went to school here, went off and had a career in education in Arizona. And moved back 8 years ago after retirement. I owned a construction company for about 30 years and built houses, built 400-500 houses, and moved back to the Valley with the intention of raising my family here and keeping my family here. A lot has changed since I lived here and grew up and watched the development occur here in the Valley. And I was just telling Mr. Davis here how much I love that the lifestyle is still slow. But I'm very frustrated at this point with what is happening with government. And so I'm here today to talk to you a little bit about this particular situation, but at the end, I'm actually going to make another call and present another plea to you. I've built a bunch of homes here in this valley. I will tell you that this is the most expensive place to build a home of everywhere I build homes. That is a very sad thing to have to say. I build homes in Washington County and Iron County, Utah. I built in Salt Lake. I built in throughout Arizona. I've worked with multiple city municipalities, and this is the most expensive place to build a house.
Why is that?
What's that?
Why is that?
A good share of it is because of government. You count all of the things that it takes before you even turn dirt, and you're already into your house. Roughly 30%, right? So you take all the engineering, you take all of the permitting and all of the infrastructure before you even turn dirt. That's what you're paying to start a house. In Mojave County, I can go and apply for a building permit, and 2 weeks later I can start building a house. I have building permits right now in this community, beautiful homes, $500,000 to $600,000 homes that I've been waiting on permitting now for close to a year. Frustration is absolutely ridiculous. The thing that bothers me the most is that this is a place that I am highly invested in. I pay what I feel is at least my fair share of taxes and then some, and I feel like government is failing my family. This parcel that is in front of you today is on the corners of Benelli, Anderson, and Cox. I bought that parcel. I've been trying to buy it since I was right out of school, actually. Dave Shurtliff lived there, and we played in his orchard. And spent a lot of time there, and it is, to me, one of the most beautiful pieces in the whole valley. We had well over 200 pomegranate trees and a bunch of other fruit trees there. It is flood irrigated, so the entire property, I actually bought I used my life savings on this piece. I actually bought another share of water after I bought it to make sure that I would have plenty of water. So one of my frustrations is when government steps in and says, you need to do a flood and drainage study on this parcel here. And I say to them, do you know what it's like to stand in the middle of your own property in a foot of water on a weekly basis? And not one person can relate to that. And you say, this makes no sense to me. When you're telling me I need a flood and drainage study, and I flood every week the entire parcel. I'll get into that a little bit here. But anyway, what I just kind of want to explain to you what happens here is I called the county some time ago because when I got married, my father-in-law was very, very kind, and he gave us a little tiny quarter-acre lot in Beaver Dam, and I built my first house there in 2003. And that house cost me building it, $48 a square foot to build that house. Very nice home. That gave me a huge boost in my life. It gave me some financial freedom to do a lot of things, and it set the tone. So my goal was to do the exact same thing. So when I bought this parcel, as you see it right there, it has the ability for each of my five daughters to get one little piece, right? One little parcel. And you can see that it's already broken into four. So essentially, I would need to do at some point one more break or buy another lot somewhere else, which I have done, by the way. I own another lot one block away from that, so that each of my daughters can have a place to build a house. I called the county and said, hey, what I want to do here is on the back side, which is Cox Avenue, you can see at the corner of Anderson Street and Cox, if you're looking at the second page, you can see what I was trying to do. So the parcel that reads 013.017 and parcel 011 that reads 0.16, I was going to move those two property lines to the center of that. That's what the green line represents, okay? So this is all I was asking, is to take those two property lines and put them together on one line so that I would make a lot that would actually be at roughly a quarter acre to give to my children. And look, they're already subdivided. They already have ATNs. So first, the county said, yep, this is a property line adjustment, or a boundary line adjustment is what they called it. I had the engineering work done. It cost me a significant amount of money. I submitted that to the county. They then sent back a nice little letter that said that is unacceptable. A completely different parcel that you're trying to create and a subdivision. I said, no, subdividing is when you try to make more parcels out of one parcel or smaller parcels or bigger parcels. In this case, I'm actually trying to join two of them or three of them, right, into two. I'm not creating more residences. I'm actually creating less residences. Nope, that's not going to work. And by the way, here is the bullet point list of all the things you're going to need to do, which include, I'm sorry, all of the aforementioned things that we're trying to get waived, including some that are not on the list, by the way. I was extremely frustrated to learn right at the end that they're requiring me to put in street landscaping. I said, street landscaping, have you driven down this road? Any of you ever seen this road? Do you know anything about this road? Is there street landscaping anywhere on that street? Please come out and look, and to no avail. At any rate, I was informed that due to the size of this, that I could either file for the waiver to come before you and before the county commissioners, or it would be approximately $7,000 for street landscaping that it would be called trees in lieu of, or something like that, right? Because I didn't plant the trees. And I said, don't worry, I'll plant the dang trees, since that's what we're after here for $7,000. Got plenty of pomegranate trees that look real nice out there. So anyway, here I am now before you, and it's taken me real close to a year to get to this point. We have house plans. It's a beautiful house plan that my daughter wants to build on the corner right there, which would be parcel 013. And it fits that lot perfectly. I've actually built this same home in this community five or six times. And I'm going to have to go through a complete engineering review with the county, which is going to cost me several thousand dollars and all of the things that go with that, even though I've built the exact same house in the exact same community. To me, this is government failure. This is extremely frustrating. I'm sorry that I'm here kind of a whiny mood here, but I feel like I've been really let down. So, in short, what I'm asking for the waiver on is actually multiple things here. I don't believe that I need to put in a curb and gutter. There's not a curb and gutter found on that street anywhere. I don't believe I need to do a drainage study, among other things. So we're asking for a waiver of development standards. I don't believe I need a street light there. There's not a street light anywhere else around. So why it is that all of these things are being required of me all of a sudden, for me to simply move my own property line east of me. I did call Commissioner Kirkpatrick's office multiple times. I have talked to her staff on multiple occasions. To no avail. So they have instructed me that this is the process that we must follow. Again, it's taken an extensive amount of time, energy, and money to get to this point. I do think, in summary, that when you guys hear and see things that people say that it's frustrating to try to find affordable housing in Clark County, Nevada, this is a very, very prominent, if not paramount, reason that that exists. I don't know anybody who has kids that are in their early 20s who can afford a $500,000 house. And I'm telling you right now, for anybody to build under $185 a square foot, they're being extremely efficient and they're doing a lot of themselves. And if the government would get out of our way and let us actually get to the ground and do the work that needs to be done and put the onus, I get it, everybody's worried about being sued, put the onus on the owner, right? You're liable for what happens on your property, right? So, but let's get out of liquefaction report. Hey, guess what? The water table's 11 feet under my property. I know that. I'm gonna build a house that's going to be fine with the water table at 11 feet under my property, just like everybody else in town. So don't make me do liquefaction reports for $4,500 when I already know where the water is, right? So anyway, enough about that. I'm sorry, I do appreciate you letting me blow some steam here, share my concern, but I'll answer any questions that you have.
So you're not, you're just taking the land out of 1-2, correct?
Right.
Out of the little cell
that's
out there.
That's
and
right.
Just kind of getting rid of that weird.
Yeah, good. Mr. Chris, the honorable mayor, he actually gave me the houses that on the Nelly. They're side by side. Yeah. And they're about 700 square feet. When he subdivided this back in the, I don't know, the 60s or 70s, I think that was his intention, was to build. He actually started another one on Owen 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
still
yeah.
there. And so those lots were designed for a 600 or 700 square foot house, which would probably be good for my girls. But I really did want to allow them the opportunity to have something over there.
Okay. So she, you are starting the process of building on 1-3.
That's right.
To the corner
that
of Anderson
would be the first house.
But you're not planning on building on any of the other ones at this time?
Not right now. I'm hoping that my second daughter moves back at some point. She's in Arkansas, but I can tell you she can't afford to live here right now.
So these aren't for resale, it's for family use.
Right.
And your reasoning on the drainage study is that you have to flood irrigate an orchard on that property.
Every single week.
And it doesn't flood anybody else out. It stays right on your property.
I can say the same about my neighbor up the street. I can tell you, I can promise you, that my water has never once flooded your street.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I see that the staff denied this, it looks like, because they're calling it a minor subdivision map.
It's really not changing the density.
Yeah, he's not changing the density. It's not a
just
minor subdivision. A
couple little lines.
So.
It's the same amount of parcels
yeah.
that there exists now.
And as far as sidewalks
and the
street lights,
it is zoned for the size of parcel there.
As far as street lights and sidewalks, that wouldn't even be conforming to the rest of the neighborhood because there aren't any there.
There's nothing there.
Starting and stopping on their property.
Yes.
It would. They also said they did not support it because properties to the east have already installed full offsite improvements to convey floodwaters. There's nothing anywhere around there to convey floodwaters.
That's the church, and I think they just have that little kind of ditch in front of it.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't think that that's any sort of...
And that's been there forever.
You know, sewer system taking the floodwaters to the sewer.
No.
And that's not where our flood problem is anyways. Our flood problem
There's
is
no
out
there.
On the front.
Yeah.
Can we split these into, like we have before?
Certainly.
Well, let's see if anybody has anything to...
Yeah.
All right, Riley, if you just want to step aside a little bit, if there's anybody who wants to bring to Mr. Fry's attention... concerns or questions or anything that they would like to ask him prior to us continuing to ask questions, we're going to kind of grab that our thoughts.
I do have a representative from our civil engineering firm here as well. So
oh, wonderful. Oh, very
perfect.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
When did you want us to
now?
Now it's your
yeah.
turn.
Okay. First of all, I totally agree with Mr. Pry.
Yep.
He is so right on about building up in this valley. And
yep. Give us your name again.
My name is Joan Gill. I built a house about 3 months away from this property, and I had to do so much development just to subdivide my lot. into four lots and costed a fortune, and I haven't even done anything yet, or broken ground, that is. But I just wanted to make sure that because of his property and what he's requesting, I just wanted understanding of waiving the full off-site permits. Like, will this affect any other lots, or do you just want it for your own? Okay. And then, so in to eliminate the drainage study, I mean, I'm all for that. I wish I had not already a deadline, but it's done. And the liquefaction's done, which cost me $30,000 for the two of those. But so as long as, I just wanted to make sure because that water that you were talking about is actually in rents in front of my lot.
Yeah.
That I've subdivided, and so I have to build a culvert for that. And I just want to make sure that anything that I have to do as far as improvements to build up those four lots would not be affected based on what you need here. Yeah. I totally agree.
Absolutely.
With everything.
Yeah, we're actually at lower elevation.
Yeah.
You would more impact me.
True. And we've never had any flooding because of your water. So if anything, we're going to be required to actually build a river to protect your water before we can build a driveway over it. But I just, that was my only concern, was making sure that my lots west would not be affected by any
other, no.
You know.
Basically, it's straight across the street,
mm-hmm.
down a little bit and across. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Joan. Anybody else have any questions or concerns?
No, go ahead.
Yes,
connect.
Yes. And your address as well, please.
Okay, Matt Nomtro, 184 East Alma. Right here
in Did you say Matt
Nomtro?
Thank
so,
you.
184 East Alma.
Now you get an offer for the drainage study, but a lot of these open ditches are also used for drainage to lead back to the river. So.
Just
worth looking into.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? No. How do you girls feel? Are we ready to make any motions?
I'm everything but the thing you say because it's just not something you can waive.
Yeah, they won't let us waive that one. Never gonna do.
Or that, just like Joan said, because it's surrounding areas,
mm-hmm.
it's just something that, even though it's been there and done that, there's with construction, it does change things. And not that you would do that, but I do think it does affect the surrounding areas, and it's just not something that they're allowing us to, or that I would feel comfortable. I'm not educated enough to know enough about drainage to say that that's something I could waive. That's my only, everything else I'm think it's,
right, and Mr.
Fry, with the neighborhood.
I really feel like even if we were to waive the drainage study, I feel like it would be overridden. And like Lori said, we're just not astute enough as far as the drainage that goes on around town, and I get it. It took me over $100,000 in about 5 years to do what I was doing. But all right.
So I would motion to approve the first A, B, and C, but not on one and not two. Because two separate things anyway, so it's
right.
Actually two separate things anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to exclude it.
No. Okay. All right. Who wants to make the motion?
Okay, let me get this right here.
You should be doing...
Get this
off site.
Yeah,
and I say that we, I'm on
the right one right here. Okay. Let me get the address so I can actually see.
Okay, so this is what we're doing.
Okay, I am going to make a motion to waive the standard of developments WS-26-0314 for Riley Fry to waive. Full off-site improvements, eliminate, we are going to ask for drainage study.
So wave one and not two.
Correct. Make motion to approve one at this time, which is wave full offsite improvements.
Deny two? Yes, we're going to deny the eliminate drainage study.
Yeah, we're going to separate them and vote separate.
All right. All in favor of waiving the offsite improvements for WS260314, Riley Fry?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so that passes.
It's all one thing.
Is it? Okay.
Well, there's one and two.
There's one and two.
Yeah.
And then
so WS260314 is all one.
Okay, we do have to do it all as one.
We have one vote in the whole.
Okay.
So, and you can say we approve one and we deny two.
Okay. Right. So do you want to reword that?
Okay.
Okay.
WS260314, Riley Fry. We want to waive full offsite improvements, but deny the elimination of drainage study.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
No.
Motion passes. Okay. Moving on. General business, we do not have any, so we're going to move on to comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or votes may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Once again, you'll step up to the podium, speak your name clearly, first and last, and your address, please. Anybody want to come up and make general comments? Absolutely.
Riley Fry, 1942 Trophy Oak Avenue in Loganville. I don't know how far this has proceeded in the past, but I would propose the exploration of some kind of a committee for affordable housing here in this area to be established, possibly as a subcommittee. I don't know what it takes to do that, if that's happened previously or what, but I'd be happy to contribute to that if there's any way possible. I do believe that a great many of the policies, guidelines, requirements, and services associated building here versus building in
don't align with the rules.
Central Las Vegas have zero income. And when I first moved back, I was told that there was a planning and zoning construction developmental services person that's right here in these offices.
There used to be.
So I came here on the date that they were supposed to be here, I don't know how many months in a row, and they never did show. And
they retired.
Actually, it went
didn't
away.
Tell us.
So,
everything now is through Vegas.
Yeah. To me, we are completely anti-development as far as services are concerned. We have zero advocacy in this community. So, my question to you is: has something like that been done, and can we push something like that before the county commission that says, "Hey, we think that some things that happen out in rural Clark County don't apply as they do in urban Clark County, and we would like to somehow come to some sort of an agreement where development here is independent of and maybe in conjunction with, but we have the ability to make some local decisions out here, not driven by a one-size-fits-all model that is greater than safe." So
you're preaching to the choir.
Yeah, educated people on that would be amazing. Planning and zoning, all these things. We would love to have them here at our meetings. We agree. We are not the same.
Yeah. So if that can be proposed to Commissioner Kirkpatrick and pushed forward, I would be thrilled to have lunch with a group of people like-minded that would have that. I have served as a superintendent of schools for the better part of 2 decades. I wrote legislation, passed legislation. Been in some rooms with some really heavy hitters, and I understand that process. I'd love to sit down and talk shop with anybody who would listen on that.
So you're standing in front of the lady that can set up that appointment for you. And we would love, I think you would be a great person to
advocate for us
as a community member.
but it needs to come from the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board, in my opinion. The Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board is recommending approve something on
it's
your agenda.
It's on that report, you can't deny it now.
we are your representative. So when we are here, people like you come and we advocate for you. Because it's not like we can just say, this is what we want, because we are supposed to represent the community as a whole, not just ourselves. So we love this. I love that you were here and love that you did that.
Thank you.
Come on up.
Yes, absolutely. You're going to have to state your name again.
2019 Spanish Town Avenue. I agree with Mr. Fry. If there's anything that I could do to help with that, I would love to help along that path. I went through the same thing he did. Came here, thought there was a representative. There wasn't, you know, it was always closed. So if that could, anything that I could do to make that happen, I'm available as well. So.
We appreciate that.
Thank you.
And I would like to say that it's not that we had a person here available to help do affordable housing or make other things work. All we had here was a building inspector, a wonderful building inspector that had worked here for maybe 30 years as our inspector.
Yep.
And so he was familiar with the area, so it made things easier out here. He just retired May 30th, and I miss him already because he answered all the questions that people would come into my office with the questions.
Well, I think they're talking about when that office was open that we had.
Yeah.
Once a month they would have planning and zoning come out.
Right.
And
then they had Bruce.
And they just stopped.
But you could call Bruce, you would set up an appointment with Bruce, and Bruce would meet you here.
Yeah.
Or he would meet you at your property.
Yeah.
And that personalness is gone, and the people we're getting are from Las Vegas now. And we are getting them through a computer appointment. So it is different, and it is a little more challenging to people right now. But there's your first member of your committee.
That's why we're so happy to see DSS. We have not had anybody from any department come out to support us in this valley. Everything had to go Vegas or further, and we are so, so happy to see these girls.
Happy to do it.
Well, whatever we can do to help educate people that you're here, because it's probably going to be a learning curve.
While we were sitting here, I wrote to the public information officer. She's going to reach out to Judy, and then we'll get a public.
Yes. Facebook is a great avenue here.
Yep, we do that too.
And just word of mouth is going to be probably our biggest, just to let us know that you're here.
Also, one of the really nice things they did with us working together is they hired from within our community wherever they
came. Yes, that was great.
Tammy lives here. Stacy lives over in Moapa, and Emmy lives in what do they call that?
In Beaver.
So
Beaver,
we didn't get
three
people. No offense to anybody here from Las Vegas.
Oh, we don't.
But we didn't get people. You know, things are different out here.
Of course.
Yep.
And
but having any kind of representation.
When people come out from Vegas, they open their book that says, "This is the rules. This is how we do things." And some of those things can't happen that way out here. So we really do appreciate you coming out.
Yes.
And we really appreciate that you hired from within our community to be able to do this. Thank
yes.
You.
Appreciate it so much.
Okay. All right. Anybody else for public comments? Excuse me. Nope. All right. Well, that's going to conclude our meeting. The next meeting is scheduled for July 29th.
At this point in time, I have nothing so far for that meeting. We do have a number of items for the 12th of August.
The 12th of August? Okay, you heard it from the boss.
Okay.
Possibly August 12th.
When is Riley to go before County Commissioners?
Riley, next week, probably we have a little date right here.
Yeah, and it 7:22, Board of Commissioners.
7:22?
Yes.
Take that's where your materials with you, though. And if you can take some neighbors with you, that's a great thing as well.
And it wouldn't hurt to mention everything you mentioned to us. All right. It is, what time are we at? 7:44. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you, everyone.